October 11th, PM, Gurudev.
ललिता विशाखा इत्यादि के आज कि तुम्हारा नाक्ष भाव कृष्ण एक के राधा रानी के प्रेम प्रणय महिमा तहार की रकम आमा के देखे पागल हो जाए दिव्य उन्माद हो जाए शर्मा की इत्यादि के निबोधन और कृष्ण रूप माधुरी गुण माधुरी वेणु माधुरी इत्यादि जे आछे राधा रानी का स्वागत करें शिव को आस्वादन करें जे एक दिन श्रीमती राधिका कृष्ण नाम सुने मन कांत से एक दिन आकृष्ट हो आबार एक मुरली माधव बनवर से मुरली माधव सुने तहार प्रति भी आकृष्ट हो गए तो कल ललिता के बोलने आप प्राण धारण कर चित्रा के चित्रपट दिखाई हो कृष्ण के उपदे तार मन आकृष्ट होएगा तखन ललिता के ललिता आप प्राण का हमारे कीर्ति पुरुष प्रति हमारा चित्त आकृष्ट हो गया अलाना संकित प्रकार का तखन देवी बोल जे वार्षिक आदत करे आज जहां चित्रपट देखे छो और दूजन एक ही भिन्न भिन्न न आर कृष्ण रूप गुण लीला माधुरी आस्वादन करे राधिका इस जाति सुख और कृष्ण सुख विजय बोलते हमारे राधा के देखे किंतु राधा रानी तहार रूप गुण इत्यादि नाम श्रवण करे की जाति सुख लाभ करे सचिव धर्म से दूर करे श्री कृष्ण चंद्र सचि माया गर्भित प्रश्न करे राधा कृष्ण का मिलितम कालकार की प्रणाम की रकम होवे विलम्ब की रकम होवे राधा कृष्ण मिलित तत्व तो ताले पूर्ण संपूर्ण मिल गया कल की प्रणाम तो ताले की रकम हो चेतन चेतन में क्या जी शांति पूरा अंता कृष्ण पहित को अंतरे से कृष्ण पहित को और कृष्ण ही अनर्पित चरित्रात में ओका बोलते जे कृष्ण ही राधा भाव कांति हुई है जब ये बोला है चर सांस में थे राधा कृष्ण मिलित हो किंतु विचार स्थल से राधा कृष्ण मिलित हो नहीं कृष्ण ही जैसा जब महाप्रभु के रूपे जाए गोपी कदर की भारतीय प्रेमिक वर्ल्ड पार्टी की सखा मन सार सेवा करे कृष्ण मां जो सोना ऊपर किंतु गोपी राज कहा करते तो अंगे द्वारा कृष्ण सेवा करे जिनके ऊपर कर पाए कृष्ण अप्रकट होवा पड़े मैं पूर्ण आनंद स्वरूप हूं जगते आमा के आनंद जी दीते पारे যার মধ্যে আমার থেকে বেশি গুণ হচ্ছে আনন্দের দিকে পারে জগতের মধ্যে, কারণে একই একমাত্র শ্রীমতী রাধিকা আর তাহলে আমাকে দেখে ত্রিভুবন আনন্দিত, আর শ্রীমতী রাধিকাকে দেখে আমার হৃদয় জুড়িয়ে জগতের মধ্যে আমার থেকে গুণী জগতে নাই, আমি সব থেকে গুণী, কিন্তু একটি লোক আছে রাধিকা আমার গুরু থেকে তার বহু, তিনি কৃষ্ণের প্রেয়াসী সখী দাসী প্রেমের গুরু ইত্যাদি রাধার সঙ্গে অনেক সম্বন্ধ, প্রেমের গুরু হচ্ছে শ্রীমতী রাধিকা, আবার দাসী হচ্ছে শিষ্যা হচ্ছে শিষ্য হচ্ছে, এরকম রাধিকা আমার থেকে সুন্দর জগতে কেউ নাই, আমি সকল সকল থেকে সুন্দর, আমাকে দেখে পশু পক্ষী পর্যন্ত আকৃষ্ট হয়ে যায়, কিন্তু রাধিকাকে দেখে আমার চিন্তা আকৃষ্ট, আমার মাসি জগৎকে মুক্ত করে আকর্ষণ করে দেয়, সমস্ত গোপীগণকে বাহার করে দেয়, কিন্তু রাধিকার বাণী শুনেই আমার হৃদয় বাঁশি বাজানো আমি ভুলে যাই, এমন রাধার আমি বড় স্বর, আমার গণকে যে জগত মতবালা কৃষ্ণের অঙ্গে যে একটা সুগন্ধ আছে তাতে সব আকৃষ্ট হয়ে যায়, সবার দুই এসে যায়, আর রাধা কন্ঠ দুঃখিতেই শুনে দেখে আমার চিন্তা আকৃষ্ট হয়ে যায়, দশা কদাপ বসনাঞ্চল কেই রমত ধন্যাসি ধন্য পবনেইর পিতাত্মান যোগেন্দ্র দুর্গম গতি মধুসূদন তসা নমস্তুতি সুমান পূর্ব দিশে রাধারানী মান করে কুন্ডে এক তরফ ছিলেন, দ্বিতীয় তরফে যে কৃষ্ণ তিনি মান করেছেন, এখন পাতা চলেছে রাধা কুন্ডের সুন্দর সুশীতল ভয়া হওয়া রাধিকার বসনের অঞ্চলেতে লেগেছে, আর তারপরে সেই প্রকারে কৃষ্ণের অঙ্গে কৃষ্ণ কিন্তু এত হলেও যদি বিচার করা যায়, বিচার করে দেখি আমার মধ্যে কিছু আছে রাধিকা পর্যন্ত আকৃষ্ট হয়ে যায়, তাহলে ওটা কি আমি তো জানি না যে কি রকম আমার রূপে গুণে নামে কি আছে আমি জানি না, কে জানে, অতএব রাধার ভাব এবং কান্তি নিয়ে আশ্রয় না হয়, প্রেমের আশ্রয় না হয়, আমি আগে আস্বাদন করতে পারি, এই সব খেয়ে সবজিরাতে রায় রামানন্দ সর্বত কামদের নিকটে থেকে যখন মহাপ্রভু যা ভাব আসত সেই পাবে হচ্ছে তাহার গুরুত্ব, কবিরাজ গোস্বামী বলছেন আমার মধ্যে সংকোচ ছিল এইসব কিন্তু আমি বিচার করলাম ভক্ত কৌকিক এইসব কথা শুনে শুনলে আর দুষ্ট মানে কাটা খায় আর কাক খায় কি নিমের ফল তারা এইসব কোকিলে একমাত্র শুনতে পারে। অতএব যখন ভক্ত ছাড়া ভক্তরা আমার এই কথাগুলি না শুনবে তাকে বাজে কথা বলবে তখন এটা বললারই পাব। সেজন্য সংকোচ করতে ছিলাম চৈতন্য চৈতামৃত মধ্যে চৈতন্য চৈতামৃত না পড়লে ভাগবতের অর্থ বুঝতে পারে এইসব কথা কি শ্রীমৎ ভাগবতে বর্ণন আছে কোথাও বর্ণন কৃষ্ণদাস ভগিরাজ গোস্বামী মহাপ্রভু রামগঞ্জে স্বরূপ দামোদর গোস্বামী ইত্যাদি শুনে আমাদের ভগবানের জন্য আজকে দিন পর্যন্ত কালকে এখন কাল থেকে আমরা মহাপ্রভুর জন্মগীতা বাল্যগীতা বৌবন্ধগীতা কৈশোর গীতা সন্ধ্যা শান্তিপুরে গমন তারপরে দণ্ডভাগা নদীতে মহাপ্রভুর দণ্ড ভেঙে গেলে বিদ্যানন্দ প্রভু তারপরে সাধন ভট্টাচার্যের সঙ্গে দেখা আজ তারপরে দক্ষিণ ভারতের সংবাদ এইসব গুলি আমরা করবে 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 করবে
We heard from so many learned persons that so many other learned personalities we could not hear from. But devotees have also asked me to speak. Then all devotees became happy. So we have been discussing there are some two external reasons for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and two internal reasons for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The secondary external cause is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to establish Yuga Dharma. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yadayadahi Dharmasya Gani Bhagavati Abhadam. What Dharma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish? In one sense, he came to establish the proper following of Varnashram Dharma. But also, he came to establish the practice of the Sanatana Vaidic Dharma, or bhakti. And the primary external reason, Mahaprabhu came to distribute the service of the Lord of the Brijvasis, Anampita Chirin Chira Turunaya Vitaroko, or Raghunuda Bhakti. The internal reasons for Krishna appearing as Mahaprabhu are also of two varieties. The secondary one is the calling of Sri Advaita Acharya, who worship the Shaligram with tulsi and ganga water and roar it very loudly. If I cannot bring Krishna to this world, I will destroy it. But the primary internal reason of Krishna appearing as Mahaprabhu was Siradaya Pranaya Mahima Kiyasola. That is, Sri Krishna had three desires: to understand the glories of Radharani's Pranaya or Prema, to try to understand what sweetness was within himself, and thirdly, what happiness Radharani experiences. So, regarding the first of these three, Krishna is the visaya or the object of ras, especially dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and maduras. If we examine the relationship between Krishna and the coward boys, the sakas, Krishna loves the sakas, but the coward boys love Krishna millions of times more. Madhya Soda. And Krishna's relationship, Krishna loves Madhya Soda. But Madhya Soda loves millions of times more to Krishna. What to speak of the gopis, of which Radharani is the topmost. The gopis love Krishna millions of times more than Krishna loves the gopis. Therefore, Krishna was trying to understand their pranay, or their attraction towards me. What is that? Srimati Radhika's her moon goes after Madhavakya Mahabharata. It goes to Snake, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Ruda, Adi Ruda, and all the way up to Mananakya Mahabhav. See, Krishna, his devotion only reaches to the stage of Mahabhav. And the leader Vishaka go up to the stage of Ruda and Adi Ruda Bhav. But Radharani's prayer is unparalleled. Thus, in experiencing that Madhavakya Mahabhav, Srimati Radhika becomes mad and chants verses like the Brahma Gita. Sri Krishna was thinking, what is her prem that drives her into such a condition? Srimati Radhika, because of her excellence of devotion, completely tastes the sweetness of Krishna's name, form, qualities and flute playing. Here is an example of Sri Radhika's pranaya. Srimati Radhika said, I heard the name of one boy. His name was Krishna. I gave my heart to him. I heard the flute sound of one boy. I gave my heart also to him. And I saw the picture of one dark complexion boy. I gave my heart to him. Oh, Sakhi, I am most condemned because I have given my heart to three different men. Then the leader explained, oh, Radhika, a chaste woman will definitely should not give her heart to more than one person. But I am going to Pluto's kingdom because I have given my heart to three. So, then the leader explained, oh Radharani, that dark complexion boy is the same one who plays the flute and his name is Krishna. So without seeing, so we can understand how much attraction Radharani has for Sri Krishna. So, one more thing is there. The happiness that Radharani experienced in tasting these things, Sri Krishna cannot understand because he is the object of rasa. He is not the ashray or the abode of rasa. Abode of prem, sorry. Therefore, in order to understand these things, Krishna appeared in the womb of Mother Sachi in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another thing is there. Some places in Shastra we hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Milatanu, the combination of Sri Radha and Krishna. But if really we examine carefully, this is not completely true. Because Anta Krishna Bahikora, he is not a complete combination of both because he is Krishna inside and externally he is Srimati Radhika. It describes Krishna took the complexion and the mood of Radhika. Therefore, this is a more specific explanation of Mahaprabhu's tattva. He is not just a combination of Radha Krishna. He is Krishna taking the complexion of Radha Radhika. Therefore, the Sakya serve Krishna, but devotees like Madhya Soda, their service is imbued with even more mamata and possessiveness towards Krishna. But the gopis' service is the most excellent because they serve Krishna by every limb of their body. Therefore, it explains that one, Krishna was thinking, I am Ananda Sarup, the embodiment of all ecstasy. I give happiness to the whole universe. But only if someone who is millions of times more qualified can give me happiness. Who is that person who gives me happiness? That is Srimati Radhika. By my darshan, the whole universe becomes joyful. But when I see Radhika, I become joyful. I am endowed with unlimited good qualities. Only someone who is possessed of 1,000 times superior qualities than me can give happiness to me. And I find that person only is Sri Radha. Therefore, this is a contradiction. So Krishna was thinking all these things. Also, want to speak of Radharani, but the friends of Radharani and the servants of Radharani are the friend Krishna's guru, in the art of loving affairs or prayer. Then Krishna explains, Radhika Prema Guru Ami Shishyananda. I am her disciple. Therefore, my beauty is such that it attracts everyone, including animals, birds, cows, or just speak of humans. But I find that I am attracted to her. The sound of my food attracts all moving and non-moving living entities. But when Radhika speaks, her voice is so sweet, I forget how to play the flute. My fragrance attracts the entire three worlds. When Radhika's fragrance attracts me. She permanently says, Pani Thakur has said, Yasya Kadapi Vasanancha Nakila Nati, Danyayati Danya, Pavanera Pridatamani, Yogita Guru Gavagati, Madhusudha Nati, Yasya Namaste Vrishabhanu Visi, Namaste. Vrishabhanu, Bhuvo? When Sri Radhika is in Amur Pan and Krishna has been cast outside, then on the bank of Radhakund, the fragrance comes and touches the veil of Srimati Radhika. And Krishna is in Radhakund, Ashamkund, performing austerities for Radhika's darshan. So when the breeze that has touched the cloth of Srimati Radhika touches Krishna's nose, then Krishna himself feels himself most fortunate. Therefore, see, Krishna is saying, I attract the whole world. The whole world becomes maddened by me. I give bliss to the whole world. The whole world becomes happy by seeing me. But there is something in me which drives Radhika mad. Even though Radhika is superior in all ways, Krishna is explaining, still, it's an extraordinary thing. There's something in me that makes her completely mad. What is that thing in me? I don't understand. Therefore, Krishna appeared in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he took sannyas and went to Puri. And there in the Gambhira, Mahaprabhu took help of Sri Sarup Damodara and Sri Ramananda Roy to try to understand all these things. Therefore, Sri Kaliraj Goswami explains, these are such exalted topics. I feel hesitant. I feel a great shyness to speak. But if I do not speak, then how the devotees will understand? Therefore, I will speak without hesitancy. Because there are two animals, the camel and the cuckoo. The camel is the non-devotee. The camel only chews the neem leaves. He cannot experience the sweetness of mango. What am I saying? Name?
The neem cow.
Then there is the cuckoo. Crow is taking the neem leaf. So the camel is chewing the thorns and he's tasting his own blood. And the crow is tasting the buds of the neem leaf, which is very bitter. So these two animals are like non-devotees. But the devotee is like the cuckoo bird. He only likes to taste the sweetness of the mango buds. Therefore the crow is never interested in the mango buds. And the cuckoo is never interested in neem leaves. Therefore, I will describe these topics without hesitation because only the devotees will come and experience them and it will give them happiness. Therefore, Gurudev says, we have to hear this Chaitanya Charitamrita. If we do not hear this Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you will never understand the real meanings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Kaviraj Goswami, he has been able to explain all these things because he heard so much from Sri Sarup Damodara and Sri Rupa Goswami that he was empowered to give all these explanations. Go Pramanandi.
Hello. Agami Kaal,